Hamilton Manor, that grand mausoleum, holds more bric-a-brac than the British Museum. Its rooms and its galleries ramble for miles. A hodgepodge of odd architectural styles.
Cellars and dungeons are ancient and striking, most probably Celtic or possibly Viking. The mansion is Gothic in much of its feeling, though late Anglo-Norman in parts of the ceiling. The splendid old tower is high Romanesque, combined with a variant version of Persian grotesque.
But the windows and doors are the soul of the place, as they light shifting patterns of shadow and space, creating a strange, unforgettable aura of grimness and grace.
I don't care about windows and doors. I want to go home to London.
What? A boy who doesn't care about doors and windows? Why, when I was your age, opening doors and windows gave me half my education. Doors and windows, open and close, they hide or expose all the world to your view. Gates and shutters, lock and unlock, to beckon or block wonders waiting for you. Now doors will never yield to doubters who go around moping, but if you're full of hope, you're holding the key that will open each door and window, window and door, and open new worlds to explore. I'm not talking about architecture, but the architecture of possibilities. Do you see?
And windows bolt and unbolt, and only a dolt wouldn't want to go through. And you will find your doors wherever your destiny plops you, for you and you alone determine what spurs you or stops you.
That's it. For if you are open inside, then doors and windows will stop you no more.
They'll swing themselves wide for you,
stand right aside for you,
pliantly slide for you,
surely provide for you wonderful worlds to explore.